government, the review was headed by Sir Ken Knight. It found that total expenditure on firefighting had remained broadly the same, in spite of the fact that there had been a 40% reduction in call-outs and incidents in the past decade. Now, he recommended increasing the number of retained or on-call firefighters to save money, but the Fire Brigades Union says that the review is a transparent attempt to justify further cuts. Earlier, I spoke to their national officer, Dave Green.
His proposals identify certain areas of savings. I mean, they're many, and and it's quite a detailed and in-depth report. Our concern is that he's using this, and he is being used by the government to cover up further cuts to the Fire and Rescue Service, and this is on top of huge cuts that have been going on for 3 years since the coalition government got in.
Listening to that is Gary Walsh, who is the Deputy Chief Fire Officer for East Sussex Fire and Rescue Service, and also Kay Hammond, who's in charge of Surrey's Fire and Rescue Service. Gary, good evening.
Good evening, Lucio.
What's your reaction to Sir Ken Knight's report?
Well, it's a very comprehensive report undertaken over a period of time, and it will take us certainly some time to analyse the contents and the conclusions in there. But it has prompted discussion and debate, obviously, as we heard from the national official from the Fire Brigades Union. There are certainly areas in there which we as East Sussex already agree with. That's collaboration with our partners, and you may be aware we are currently looking at a project for a joint control room with West Sussex Fire and Rescue Service, our partners, to realise some of those savings that are mentioned in his report.
And Kay, have you had the chance to digest any of the finer detail?
Well, I've certainly read the report already, but it is a very detailed report, as Gary has said, and we need to take time to consider it, but it has provoked the debate. And I have to say, in Surrey, we have already done a lot of what he's saying. We are already collaborating with the Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service on control room operations. We're working with those responsible for social care to get the prevention messages across, and working with other emergency services. He's absolutely right that we do analyse what we do, and I just want to reiterate, though, that Surrey firefighters are well trained, they're well equipped, and we like to think that we're a high performing authority. But
do you share any of the concerns that the National Officer of the FBU has brought up about these cuts putting lives at risk?
Well, I'm afraid every time there's a discussion about fire and rescue, the Fire Brigades Union come out with the same things all the time. I would value a proper discussion with the Fire Brigades Union about what we can collectively do together. I don't want to have a fight with the Fire Brigades Union, but I do know that our taxpayers will expect value for money from the service they receive. They also expect a good response when they actually need us.
Gary, as a fire service, you've already made huge savings in the past 3 years, £7 million off your budget. Is there really any scope to find more money?
Well, as you make these savings, as you say, £7 million over the last 3 years, and with a potential requirement to save another £3.4 million over the next 3 years, it becomes more and more difficult to look at the areas, some of the areas that are included within the report. You know, we do collaborate with our neighbours across the fire services in the South East already on procurement of breathing apparatus and fire kits. So there's lots in there that is, or as Kay says, we already do in the South East, and we will continue to do that. What we've also undertaken is a review we've looked at and reduced the number of management posts, which again are highlighted in the report.
Gary Walsh, who is the Deputy Chief Fire Officer for East Sussex Fire and Rescue Services, and Kay Hammond, in charge of Surrey's Fire and Rescue Service. Thank you both very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you.